Listen, if you like good music or good stories, you're in the right place. It's April 10th, 2024. Today, we've got a teaser trailer for Joker Folly Ado, a new story trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, a new photo from Star Wars The Acolyte, and a new episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. WB Discovery and DC released the first official teaser trailer for Joker Folly Ado. The trailer is mostly musical, but as the music plays, we get a glimpse at the relationship between the Joker and Harley Quinn. She seems to be extremely eager to see Arthur Fleck at every turn. She waits for him in his cell, she waits for him at his apartments, and finally, she waits to take his hand while watching a show. And suddenly, it's as if they've escaped to some fantastical world where they're miniature and the looming loony moon is massive. They dance together, elegant and raucous, charming and sinister. They walk together through police barricades. They laugh together across opposite sides of bulletproof glass. And they dance up and down the stairs. They really do appear to be truly and deeply in love. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Hey, Fleck, you got a joke for us today?
We use music to make us whole. To balance the fractures within ourselves.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Let's get out of here. I want to see the real you.
Joker Folly Ado will dance into theaters on October 4th. Disney and Lucasfilm Games released the official story trailer for their upcoming game, Star Wars Outlaws. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Each of you represents some of the most powerful criminal organizations in the galaxy. Pikes, Crimson Dawn, Huts. It's a golden age for the underworld. The Empire controls every corner of the galaxy, but they're distracted by a rebellion that won't quit. It's an opportunity to make millions.
Kay Vess, the underworld's favorite new scoundrel. We meet at last.
What do you want?
Zarek Besh. They're new, rich, and lethal. You crossed their boss, Sliro, and now he wants you gone. Rob his fortune, buy your freedom.
This job, it's a death wish. I'm in.
Out here, you live and die by your reputation. You want to survive? Know the players.
You're new to this world.
What's your problem?
Come back when you're not.
Jabba, right? Look, don't try anything. I got a whole crew surrounding this.
Okay, we're skipping that part.
For about as long as I can remember, it's just been me and Nix. Doing what we have to survive. This job is my one shot at freedom. But if we're gonna pull this off, we need the right crew. And the right ship.
Star Wars Outlaws debuts on August 30th, 2024. Next, Empire Magazine released new photos from Star Wars The Acolyte. The article tells us that Rebecca Henderson is playing Vernestra Roe, a High Republic character who in the books is a prodigious young Jedi Knight who passed the trials at 15 and soon finds herself facing the threat of the marauding Nile. In The Acolyte, the green-skinned Mirialan is now 116 years old and a fully-fledged Jedi Master based in the temple on Coruscant. In the High Republic books, Vernestra has converted her purple lightsaber so that the blade can also become a light whip, though it's unclear whether or not we'll actually see that in live action. Series showrunner Leslie Headland confirmed that Vernestra Roe is the only High Republic novel character that will be appearing in the first season. Headland also says, because she's been around for so long, she has basically met everyone that has come through the temple and seen them all die their natural deaths if they're living a natural human life. So she's clearly been through a lot. She's going to be a pretty different character than we see in the High Republic novels, but she's still going to be an extremely unique Jedi. We'll see her when Star Wars The Acolyte premieres on Disney Plus on June 4th, 2024. A new episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch premieres today. Season 3, Episode 13, Juggernaut reunites Dr. Hemlock and Omega as the young captive clone is forcibly returned to Tantus, where the Empire has been conducting M-Count experiments on young, Force-sensitive civilians. Omega is taken to Dr. Emery Carr to begin immediate testing and sampling. Although Emery expresses remorse for Omega's situation, the Doctor feels bound by her duty to Hemlock. Meanwhile, Fee Hunter, Wrecker, and Crosshair discuss their next steps as they plan to retrieve Omega from Imperial custody. The newest episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch is on Disney Plus now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. The first season of Amazon's live-action adaptation of the video game Fallout premieres on Amazon Prime tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Come back tomorrow for an update about what production company Lucky Chap is going to do next after Barbie. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 10th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.